Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. What a blessing it is to be here this Wednesday morning. I'm going to be doing a new lesson on pride. And let's open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your message this morning. Let your Holy Spirit move amongst us as we listen and learn, Father. For it's in Christ's name, your sons. Amen. Well, let's look at pride. The definition of pride is a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements. A person's own pride is a feeling that they are better or more important than other people. Pride is being puffed up in yourself. A prideful person thinks he or she is always right, but in the Bible, it tells us that God hates pride. How do we avoid from becoming a prideful person? What is the one thing we can do to help eliminate that? Well, I think one of the best ways is to stay rooted and grounded in the Bible. Read your Bible every morning. I prefer the in the morning because it sets the precedence for the whole day. You know, many people read in the afternoon or evenings. There's nothing wrong with that, but I do prefer the morning for this reason. In Proverbs 11:2, it says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. We find in Proverbs 16:5, it says, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. And in Proverbs 16:8, it says, pride goes before the destruction and haughty spirit before a fall. Well, you can see that pride can lead us into destruction, and we need to watch and be very, very careful we don't become a prideful person for that reason. Well, let's look in Isaiah 2:12. It tells us of the Lord Almighty what he will do. It says, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Well, many people think they are right in what they do, but there is only one judge, Christ Jesus, and he will bring them low if they are prideful. I have known many prideful people that they think they are always right and you wrong. They brag about what they have done, but not what God has allowed them to do. They give him no credit. God made us out of the dust of the earth. He is our potter and we are his clay. He can mold us how he wants to. He has given us free will to do as we please. But if you walk without Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you will fall. Do you realize someday, when we're in heaven with Jesus, we will have free will with no sin. Free will with no sin. What a day that will be. Well, let's look in Philippians 2:3. It talks about selfish ambition. It says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. You see that when we esteem others better than ourselves, it humbles us before God and builds up our character to walk as a better Christian. In Romans 12:16, it says, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on things high, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion as we look into God's words, speaking of the wicked and peaceful, prideful. It talks about that in Psalms 10:4. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. I know this is true, but as a Christian, I cannot go throughout a day with thinking about him and what it will be like someday to be with him. The non-Christian cannot have a joy-filled life without Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let's look at Daniel 5:20. This is talking about King Nebuchadnezzar. But when his heart was lifted up and his spirit was hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took away his glory from him. The Bible tells us that in his pride, he said how great he was and the kingdom that he had built. And at that very moment, God took away his kingdom. He was left in the wilderness till he repented before God of his pride and faults. And the Lord restored him at that very moment. How great is our Lord and God? Amazing. You cannot put it in words. We as Christians want to please the Lord, and we must walk with a humble heart before him. Speaking of pride, the Bible says in Proverbs 8:13, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance and the evil way. And a perverse mouth I hate. We serve a righteous and just God. Many people use his name as commonplace, out of context, like OMG or oh my God. God's name is holy and to be kept that way. What does the Bible say about things that come from the world? Well, 1 John 2:16 says, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. Remember this in 1 Corinthians 1:28 and 29, where it says, God chose the lowly things of the world and despised the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. If we are that kind of person that is boastful of himself and not of God, that is pride. We are definitely a prideful person. The Lord goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 13:3, if you give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Pride is serious business. God is opposed to the proud. James 4:6 says, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And Luke 4:11, it says, for anyone who exalts himself with a humbled and humbles himself will be exalted. Let's look at how pride can be deceptive. The devil does not come up to us with a red flag and tell us we are proud. He just doesn't do things like that. In Jeremiah 49:16, it says, the terror you inspire and the pride of your heart have deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rocks will occupy the heights of the hill. Though you build your nest as high as the eagles, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. Need to help to see the fruits of pride in our lives. What is the real issue behind your behavior? Proverbs 16:2 says, all that man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Just how prideful are you or me? What have we learned from God's word today? Let's look at it and see what he told us. In closing, we have learned about pride. Pride is thinking you are better than others. God hates pride. How do we avoid becoming prideful? Stay rooted in the Bible and read it daily. Pride brings destruction, bragging about what you have and not thanking God as a source of our needs is a prideful, selfish ambition. Being a humble person can take away pride. The Lord will bring down the prideful. If you are a stubborn person, you are prideful. Just humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Well, let's look at Christ's goodness. He died for us and took our place on the cross to save us from destruction. Also, Father God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, into the world, fully man and fully God, for us. God will create a new heaven and a new earth in the future. He said he will wipe away every tear. There will be no more sorrow anymore as the earth goes through 7 years of tribulation and suffering. We will be with Jesus at the Feast of the Lamb, enjoying ourselves. You know, it'll be an awesome time for us, but a horrible time during that 7 year tribulation period for the rest of society and the rest of the people. Now let's look at how to become a child of God and being saved by Christ. How can we do that? John 3:16-17 says, God so loved the world that he sent us his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through the world, through him, the world might be saved. Might. Are you a might? You don't want to be a might to be saved. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, let me ask you a simple question. If you die today, where are you going? Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? Do you know exactly know where you're going? Well, let me ask you another question. Have you ever told a lie? Stolen anything or hated anyone? God's eyes, you're a liar, thief, and a murderer. But there's good news. You know, Jesus died on the cross for us, so our sins are forgiven. By being saved by Christ, your sins are forgiven. You know, and if you don't know how to come to Christ, just ask any of us here in the coffee shop. We'd be grateful and glad to tell you all about it. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for allowing me to share your word today. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.